Anya stared at the armed men on the other side of the limousine's tinted window. They threatened her with the handguns and machine pistols they held. At least three of the five wore green scimitar tattoos at their throats. If the others did, the shadows hid them.
Come out!
I suppose getting out of this while in the car is out of the question.
Yes.
We could stay in the car and call the police.
Until they decided to blow us up or drill holes in the car roof and flood the interior with gasoline.
Aren't you the pessimist?
No, it's what I would do under similar circumstances.
On the other hand, we might be able to stay in the car long enough for the police to arrive.
I'd rather keep the authorities out of my business.
One of the men slammed his clenched fist against the tinted window.
Get out of the car! Now!
It's a pity about the dress.
What?
Excuse me.
Garin gripped the hem of her dress and tore it up to her hip.
Hey!
The open-handed blow landed hard enough to split Garin's lower lip.
You couldn't move in that dress as it was. I was trying to help you.
Oh, you should have said something.
The man at the window used his gun butt to rap against the glass this time. Then he reversed it and shoved the barrel against the glass.
Is the glass bulletproof?
Against those weapons, it should be. Of course, that also means that I can't shoot back at them. By the way, would you like a pistol?
At Garin's touch, a section of the wall slid back to reveal a dozen handguns, two shotguns, three assault rifles, and two machine pistols. Oil gleamed on the metal.
You wouldn't have a rocket launcher in there, would you?
Garin pressed a recessed release button on the seat in front of them. The cushion flipped over to expose three rocket launcher tubes.
I keep it fully stocked. So, would you like a weapon?
Well,
it's us or them, and I'd much rather it be them.
Anya took two of the 9mm pistols.
Good.
Anya tucked one of the pistols between her knees and used the release button behind the trigger guard to drop the ammunition magazine. The bullets gleamed in the clip. The man at the window stepped back, gesturing at his companions. For a moment, they all fell back. Then another man came forward with a trenching tool and a can.
That would be the gasoline.
The man stepped up onto the limo's trunk.
We do have one thing in our favor.
I'd love to hear it.
At this point, I don't think they want to kill you. I think they want to use you as a bargaining chip against Rue.
Still, not getting that warm, fuzzy feeling.
The man outside hammered the trenching tool against the car's roof. A dent took shape at once. Anya knew the roof was reinforced when the tool didn't immediately rip through. Garin reached for a remote control in a pocket on his door.
I do have one surprise left. Be prepared to move.
I am.
We go straight into them and hope they hesitate without firing into the middle of each other.
Garin took a sawed-off pump-action shotgun.
Then we cross the street and try to take the high ground.
Okay.
Ready?
Anya kicked her shoes off and gripped the guns.
Ready.
Garin pressed a button on the remote. Immediately, the man on top of the limo started jerking and jumping. Then he fell from the car and lay prone on the ground. The trenching tool and the gas can landed beside him. Garin reached across Anya and opened the door.
Go!
Anya stepped out into the alley and swiveled past the open door. She started to slow, but Garin put a hand into her back and shoved her forward. Thrown off stride, she stumbled, but quickly recovered. The men faced her, but their attention was still partially on the quivering man on the ground. Anya ran toward them and hoped that Garin was right about them wanting her alive. They brought their weapons up, then hesitated as they realized their companions were in their line of fire. Instead, they transformed into a solid wall of flesh and blood to block her. Garin ran at Anya's heels. He scooped the can of gasoline and flung it at the men.
Drop!
As she spun and dropped into a crouch, Anya watched the gas can fly above the heads of the men. When the metal container reached chest level, Garin fired the shotgun. Instantly engulfed in flames, the line of men broke. Anya winced at the heat, but Garin shoved her into motion again.
Run!
Anya sprinted for the opening.
Someone grab her!
A man clawed at her arm. She pointed one of her pistols in his direction. A fire-enshrouded man blocked her way and lunged at her out of mindless terror rather than by design. Garin's shotgun boomed again. The fiery man whirled like a top and fell away. Anya ran across the street.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.